Zach Nishmas, Avi Mor Yachim, and Yisrael Pichas, Zach Nishmas, Daniel Shainabas, and Shul Fala. Okay, Rabotai, this is the final day of Hanukkah. So we're going to finish off that packet. Okay, so let's take a look on page 24. So in the Sefer Soros Tshuva, it says, "In Yesh Mitzvah Harbos B'Shem L'Ner Chanukah." So what does it mean? Is this a mitzvah to have more oil in each container, in each cup? So he says, "Amogan Avram Kosov She'ein Mitzvah L'Harbos B'Shem L'Ner Chanukah." You want to get a Amogan Avram? You want to get me an Or Chaim Chel Gimel? Shulchan Aruch. Or Chaim Chel Gimel Shulchan Aruch, is that it? So, let's see if this is it. Afresh. No, I don't know if this is it. This is not it. This is not it. No, because this is a different printing. This is not the regular Shulchan Aruch. So, in the Shulchan Aruch Haba here, they have it different. But if you get the regular printing of the Shulchan Aruch, if you get a regular Shulchan Aruch, not the Ba'ir, a regular, you want to go help him, Aaron? Just get it. You get even the big ones. So, Aaron, go. Okay, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, yeah, this the Bahir is a different printing, so it's divided in a different way than the regular. Even is a very good Shulchan Aruch as well. Confresh Ayin Beis. Beis. He said, Hilchot Torah Lita Mashmi. So he says here, that you're supposed to light by Tzeisach HaChavim, and then you have a half an hour. So you have to have that amount of oil. So he says, "Mashmav din hidlik zman ma achar kshkis." But if you light later, in other words, then you see there was a half hour. Whole of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah was a half an hour, because people started. If you assume from Tzeitzah Kachavim and a half an hour more, and then after that, no one walked in the street anymore, so there was no point. So therefore, you light at seis, and then you have a half an hour more. But what if you lit 10 minutes after seis? What if you lit 10 minutes after seis? So then he says, you don't have to put a half an hour's worth of oil, because there's no point. Only 20 minutes more of oil, because once the half an hour point comes, it's over. So he says, "Mashmav dim hidlik zman ma acher shi'zakama here means says chov." According to the Shulchan Aruch, "In tzarich litin shemen kol kachvad ad shetikla regel manashuk." Vagula kosev b'maymeni mashmav shaya dolek yosir mimil etc. So he says here on page 24, "Hamogan avrom kosev she'ein mitzvah laharbos b'shem b'ner chanuk." In other words, so what do you see from this Mogen Avraham? If you light at seis, how much oil do you put in? Half an hour. If you light, if you light at seis, then then it's a half an hour. If you like 10 minutes after tzeis, then 20 minutes. If you like 15 minutes after tzeis, 15 minutes. But what do you see from that? What you see from that is that there's no point in lighting more than the half an hour. So they only have that half an hour bracket. And once that half an hour bracket's gone, that's it. So if you light at tzeis, you have the whole half an hour bracket. But what do you see from here? Say a person wants to be super frum, and he'll put 3 hours worth of oil. So according to Morgan Avraham, it's meaningless. Because once that zman comes, it's over. Right? But the Magen Avraham is mashma. That if you have wax candles, if it's some tall candles, it looks not. It's nice. Ignoring Yosef.
Rabbi, do you think the Magen Avraham would say if you light, you know, such a, 3 hours worth, would he say that's Baal Tashchis, or he wouldn't go that far?
Well, would he say it's Maltashkis?
In other words, we're saying L'chol HaPachos, we're saying it's not a Hiddur mitzvah, you know, it seems, according
right.
to...
Right, well, let's read further. Let's see what he says. Morgan HaPachos says, Ein mitzvah l'havras b'shem b'nei nachum ha-shekin b'nei r'shal shava shem ha-ruchim heim noim yosir no-nosi yes Hiddur mitzvah b'nei r'shal gedolos. But according to Tosis, the Mistapik Menas Shemin. See, Tosis, there's a famous Gemara in Beitza. That if you have a receptacle, right, full of oil and wick, and you take out a little bit of oil on Shabbos or Yontif, that's Mechaber. Even though it's still going. So why is it Mechaber? So Tosa says, because as soon as you take out a little bit, even though it's still pretty full, so you take out a little bit, but it's still basically a lot left. But at that moment that you take out some of the oil, the flame is going to dim a little bit. So what do you see from there? That if you have more oil, it lights brighter. Not because we want it to last longer, but we want it to be, while it's being lit, we want it to be as bright as it possibly can. And King Yeshida Beriba Shemin, Kimeya Yofa. You can call Hashem and Huxel Hidu Mitzvah, Sheyoya Yofa. Then a notion may Hashem Gamlacha Shenifbe, Lachas Mano Huxel Mitzvah, Subashah Shehidli Kanevus. In other words, so the whole thing, in other words, the Soros Truva is arguing with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, there's no point in having any more oil than the amount of time that it'll last for that first half hour. He's saying, no, it's not true. Because if you put more oil, even though it only needs to last for 20 minutes, the putting it of the more oil is not so it should last longer than 20 minutes, because if you hold that the Zman Mitzvah ends at a half an hour, but for that 20 minutes, it'll be brighter because there's more oil. Because Tosas Shita is that if you take oil out, even though it's still lit, why Yichai Mishum Chaba? So Tosas Shita is because it dims a little bit. Right, you know, sukkah, shahurak hidur mitzvah. Rafil Haki is Katsai. And you see by Hidr Mitzvah also, because we find me ki Hidr Mitzvah the Raisa who Mishumza Kalim on Vay. Ubiyuzu Mitzvah Yalfim Mikrod Kisu Adam. Feel Mitzvah the Rabban Kavan Shahovza Ovid Bezes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shayach Bo Zeh Kelim Aveir. These are mitzvah pshita min haTorah Asur. Shuv Matzasi Odrai. So he says, so therefore he's arguing with the Magen Avraham. He says, Lein Havi Divrei Tosfos, Yeshida B'Rei Bo Shem, Ki Mei Yofa. He says, "Shuv matzasi od rai gam b'shidu mitzvah shayech chutzo l'mitzvah so midivei shulti gibora." A few divrei smag shekasu udan enkipay the losi shemen benechanaku kashir. Because mokom modehu the mitzvah menamufkar losi shemen benechanaku kashir. Okay, I got the shul kashir also lechanos mimed. A few different smells because of the only incubator says Shemin Benechana Kushir. We can mock a model who the Mizman Mukha says Shemin Shir because Gavin, yeah. There is Bazahadi Shagam Masha in Rakhil Hidden Mitzvah Shakam can hook some of his fossil. So he says, oh, so take somebody have a Gemara Shabbos. So again, the Magen Avraham Shita is that you only have to put in the amount of oil for that first affair, and anything more not. But the Soros Shuga says no, because we're not only interested in quantity, we're interested in quality. And putting the more oil will give more quality, and therefore you have to do that. So then it's a Hidr Mitzvah. So there is an Inyan. And he says, and all that oil, that extra oil you put in, is hooked on the mitzvah. Oh, great. Thank you. Oh, so then he quotes on page 25. He quotes a Shulti Giborim on Tesam and Aleph in the Daf Harif. So Tesam and Aleph. Yes, I'm an alpha in the Dapi Arif. Oh, hey. Maybe I toast this in a smile. We don't show on the Madlika with him. I'm talking about the Dakhla Sashem over there. They should look sheep and they should look over there. We'll come down in a shop. So what is it? He's saying, this idea that has to last a half an hour. So the smog says that it doesn't have to last a half an hour anymore. Why? Because what's all the whole idea of half an hour? The whole idea of half an hour is that half an hour is the time that people are going to be walking in the street. Right? They're going to be walking in the street for half an hour. So one guy walk at the beginning of the half an hour, another guy will walk in, you know, different people will be passing by in that half an hour. So we want everyone to be covered. The kolzman that people are walking around in the street, what do we want? That there should be what? Someone be able to see it. But they're only walking in the street for a half an hour. Because after the half an hour, it's dark. No one's walking in the street anymore. So you light for a half an hour. But if we're lighting indoors. So you know what the smog says? then how long does it have to last for? A minute. Because once everyone saw it, they saw it. You see, what's the point of the half an hour? Is there'll be the first group of people, the second group of people, the different people walking through. But here you have you have what? You have the group of people here. So they saw it. Then look, Sean, Fartik. Enough. Dayenu. Okay. Which other language? Right? So then you don't need it to be, it doesn't have to go for, for half an hour. So he says, Mikol mokom hu modehu de mitzvah meramuf kolosis b'shem mener karikashir. But he still says, Rabbeinu chosu shesorach ledakdek losay shem lesoch b'shir. Ze ulze noted das tour. So he says that what? A few different smash because of the name of Peter, Lasse Shemin, so Mogu Modu, the mitzvah and a mufa, Lasse Shemin, Bener, Chanaka Gashir. But still is a mitzvah and a mufa. Okay, I got the Shikashir, also learns. Why? Because for what? For the quality. So even though he says, Bismanazah, in other words, I mean, the minute is that we always, even though we light indoors, we still like to keep it for half an hour. But according to the smart sheet is, you know, well, if it's lit a little bit, it's sufficient. Not because of kofsa in a zokah flow, but because if you got the audience right away, you got it. The only reason a half an hour is because we want to cover all the audiences that will pass by. But that's when there's passerbyers. And therefore, everything is chutzum is vashem. Zeh yesh lo divrei Abach. Nechshenosan shemim b'stam huktzah kol Hashem. So then he's saying that. So that's the idea that this is a good musaf for it. If you have to give a speech at Hanukkah the next year, you'll remember this speech. That there are two ideas in the Neiros Hanukkah according to the Soros Tshuva. Magen Avraham says is one idea of how long it's going to last. So it doesn't have to last beyond the half an hour. If you have the whole half an hour or 20 minutes. But he says, no, even if you have 1 minute, but let that minute be bright. Let that minute be bright. And that's a hidden mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a hidden. So if you light one mitzvah, you should light with a receptacle that's totally full. Because then that 1 minute will be bright. And Magen Avraham says, no. If you only have 1 minute left, all you need is the amount of oil that will last for one more minute. Because after that 1 minute, no one's going to see. The shayla is bezman hazeh that we're lighting inside. So, you know, is it an Indian that you should? You know, there's a famous story with the brisker off. Does anyone know the story with the brisker off? Famous story with the brisker off. With the Edison. Brisker off with Edison. Okay, you ready for this one? This is the one I'm starting. The Briskerov, he lived, you know, in Yerushalayim, and he lived not too far from what? The movie theater called Edison.
Oh, yeah, that he would wait.
Yeah, so he would have his Chanukah last till the last showing of the night. I don't know how many showings they have per night in the movie theater, but the last people from the last, that's a Brisker Chumrah. That the last movie, from the last, you got to find out when the last movie is of the night, and when is that movie going to be over, and then those people will be walking down his street. So that's the Brisker Chumrah. Then you can say the same thing by indoors. By indoors, we only like for the. So you could say, but maybe some people are going to come home later. Then maybe. But the assumption of the smog is everyone was home. So if everyone's home but the Zman Hadlaka, and we here then we're not lighting for the people in the street, so then that's it. Then all you need is to light for a minute. You light a minute, everyone saw it. And then you theoretically could go out. Okay, so that's a fascinating. You know, there's also another fascinating question. You got to know this one. I should have put it in a packet, but you should look it up. There's a famous Medrash Tanchuma. You see, it's also true of course from that Gemara that if you take a little bit of oil out, it's mechabe. But the same Gemara says if you put a little bit of oil in, then it's mavir. So that's the Shiloh. I forget who asked who, but I think the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, I think asked Reb Chaim. I could be switching it, but I think it was, no, I think it's the Ger Rebbe asked Reb Chaim that it says in the Medrash Tanchuma that there was a miracle that the menorah lasted the whole time. It never, in the Mesa Mikdash, it never got consumed, sort of like when we speak about Neis Chanukah, it never got consumed. So if it never got consumed, so then how do you do the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris Hanukkah? Well, Hadlokas Neiris Menorah in the Mikdash, if it never got consumed. Right? According to the Medrash Tanchuma, it never got consumed. So I think Reb Chaim answered the Ger Rebbe based on what? On the Gemara, that if you put in one tipa, so it's Yechayv Shum Mavir. So if Yechayv Shum Mavir, then you get the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris with that one tipa. So that's what Dr. Lamb was saying, that every day in your life you have to be mostly for tipa, and it should be meaningful. So I say meaningful, it reminds me of this idea of the Soros Truva, that you want it to be, even if it's less than quantity, but the quality be, that's a good drasha. If you have to give a drasha, this is Soros Truva. I would tell you to say over this Soros Truva, right? Because you see the vor, he's saying, Magadavram says, if 10 minutes left, so it only makes sense to put 10 minutes of oil left in the thing. And the Soros Truva says, no, put in full. So this way, the 10 minutes will be as bright as could be.
So, I mean, I think the Imre Emes said to put in more oil, and Rav Chaim said that it's not a hadlaka.
Wait, who asked the kasha to who? Rav Harari.
I think Rav Chaim asked it to the Imre Emes.
The Imre Emes asked the Rav Chaim?
Or maybe it was, but the Imre Emes is the one who said
add more. Google your Google. Who asked the kasha? Was the Imre Emes to Rav Chaim or Rav Chaim to the Imre Emes? Okay, you have your Googles. You hear the kasha. The kasha was based on the Medrash Tanchuma. The light in the menorah was always there. So then if the light of the menorah was there, how do you do the mitzvah of lighting the menorah? So the answer was, based on the Gemara Beitzi, you put in a little bit. I always confuse. I think it was
Rav
Chaim gave him the answer. I could be wrong, so tell me. Oh, Jonah!
That's the right question.
Oh, well, let's see. Who asked who? Rav Chaim to the Imre Emes? Well, the Imre Emes to Reb Chaim. What does it say?
Whatever it is, the Imre Emes answered that you added more shaman.
Wait, hey, Jonah.
Imre Emes answered Reb Chaim that they
added
oil.
Oh, so I got it wrong. So Reb Chaim asked the Imre Emes. Okay, I said it wrong. I apologize. The Imre Emes says Reb Chaim asked the Imre Emes. How do you be Yotzei the mitzvah?
If so, as Reb Chaim, how did
Okay. See, I said it wrong. Okay, thank you. Based on the Medrash Tanchuma. Because the Medrash Tanchuma said that it was always lit.
Can that person put the thing on the WhatsApp? The marker for that story on the WhatsApp?
Jonah, Ferrari's asking you to put it on the WhatsApp. Sure. Where are you looking from?
TorahBase.org.
TorahBase.org.
Yeah, I'm seeing also right next to the guy.
It says it's
the
reverse.
This time.
Oh. So now we got to need it. So we need a custom of Ashlishi. So no, find it from another source.
And
Reb Chaim answered. That's what I thought.
Yeah, so I don't know how legit.
Rav Chaim wouldn't answer that kind of a... Because you need a hadlaka.
I thought Rav Chaim was doing it. That's how I recall it. But it's... So look at another place. No? You have your Googles.
Yeah.
The Jewish Press? Yeah? He has that? No, Rav Carroll, you see a new... No, Aaron, what does it say? Okay, but he has a steerer. Jonah has a steerer. So you need a custom hashlishi. Yeah, be a name. No?
I don't know. Probably it's that word. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, so
just,
so try a different one.
I'm okay with the great things to go.
What do they say? Yeah, he wrote the article. Who wrote it? Yeah. So what does he say?
The Imre MS once asked a kind of question.
Tasuma.
The next question. They always remain led however we see the Parsha, there's a mitzvah to light them in our day. How is this a lot of the answer? Never keeps
saying. Right. And the Rakhayim
answer. Rakhayim answered based on the Rambam. That a person who adds light existing, who adds oil to existing life and God, is taking a fire as God.
Yeah.
Teach this a lot that wants to affect the lady by adding
greatness. Yeah. Okay. So that's the way I just told you.
I'm going to put a comment
in the
TorahBase.org.
Okay, so now let's take another look. Let's do the next Isaurus Tshuva. Ferrari, you like this one. Page 25. Right, say you came home late, you know, and you didn't light it. So what's the latest you can light until? So I would think till Alos HaShachar, because once it's Alos HaShachar, it's ready the next day. Right?
So look
what he says. 16.1. Poppers, where are you, Poppers? 16.1.
Here, yeah, 16.1.
Yes. Okay. So, Mishalo, Hidlik, Nechanik, Tol Halayli, Mutal Hadlik, Bebracha, Achar, Amura Shach. Lo Shaykh, Lo Mashraga, Betira, Mayahani. See, normally we don't like the menorah in the day because the sun is out. So he's going to say an unbelievable thing. Plus, if someone would say that to me, I'd say crazy. What are you talking about? Alos HaShachar is ready the next day, Alpi Halach. So how are you lighting Neros Chanukah the next day? So he says, no. Nearly the Mutter. In other words, the Neis HaChanukah was not only in the nighttime, it was even the daytime. Yeah. Don't they call Shmonas Yomim Balayl of the Yom? But you can't light in the daytime because Shraga Matira, but it lasted from night into the day. If you hold, you can light the whole night, especially the Bishman Hazeh that we light inside. He says you can light the whole night. He says even into the next morning. Why? Because the whole reason we don't light in the daytime is because the sunlight makes the candle, like Rosh Hashanah always points out, sunlight makes the candle irrelevant. But by Amud HaShachar, it's still pretty dark outside. Right, Poppers? Amud HaShachar, if you wake up in the morning, Amud HaShachar, it's pitch dark outside. There's a little bit of light. So, of course, then the Neir's Chanukah will still be meaningful. He says, and that's Pshat, when the Gemara in the Mishnah in Megillah says all the mitzvahs that you do at night, you can do the whole night. So how come it doesn't mention Hadlokas Neir's Chanukah? So he says, next page, because the things in those that Mishnah is things that you can only do at night. But once the morning comes, it's over. But Neir Chanukah, the same thing by Krishma. Even though Rabbi Gamliel says mitzvah on Amud HaShachar, but some hold the yotzei until Neitzach Hama. So he says, that he thinks that that's the pshat.
I was going to ask my shir, the high shir, but he answered my question.
The hainu? Till it gets...
Kriyashma.
Till what?
I was going to ask my shir, the high shir, but he said Kriyashma. So.
Kriyashma is another example that It doesn't mention. Right? Because Kriyashma, you might still be able to do it in the...
Yeah. By Krishna, it's already the next day. By Ner Chanukah, it's the same day, really.
And he says, "Old Niradim, lo higi adai amur hashachar, agam sheino tatzisha ad amur hashachar madlik." He says, "Certainly, even if you don't have it half an hour before, he says you can even light in the day." You need a line of the day. Even though it's the next day, I'll be dim, because the menorah and the mikdash was lighting, you know, made our bayim into the night and into the next day.
So here it's the same day, Rav Simon. It's the same day.
Yeah, it's the same day, I'll be dim, because so the day is, but you could even light the menorah in the daytime. Past Alos HaShachar. Because we don't really think once Alos HaShachar comes, it's too late. So he's saying, no. As long as it's still pretty dark outside, you could still light.
Rabbi, it might be that I think the option of a Rabbi Shlita might he lights, I think, around that time. You know, in I think by where is it? And by Vagan or not by Vagan, Yerushalayim.
Uh-huh.
The option of a Rabbi lights toward the morning. I mean, maybe
in other words, till all the hachanas.
Yeah.
He makes all the hachanas. So then, so he lights almost that time, you say?
I believe so, yeah.
So he's relying on the Zohar's Tshuva.
Maybe.
Who's he mefarsing the nights to?
What did you say, Ferrari?
I said, who's he mefarsing the nights to? Well, I guess he has some Hasidim there who help him around.
Yeah, Hasidim is still up.
Yeah, a lot of people go. Don't worry. Yeah.
You put me at ease.
Okay, now one more thing that we have to talk about is the Rambam Shita. What's the Rambam Shita? So the Rambam, take a look at the Rambam. In Perek Gimel, Hilchos Tamidim U'Musafim. Halacha Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. He says, look with Halacha Yud Aleph. Kama Shemin, who knows him? Hold there. I think, Chatzi Lug Shemin Shemin Me'erv Ad-Boker. Teluk, Midu Sheyadolik Me'erv Ad-Boker. Then Halacha Yud Beis, Ma'u Dishan Amenoya. In other words, you have to clean out the menorah after it goes out. And then, if it went out, then in the morning you relight it. And there, according to Rambam, in the morning, anything that went out, you relight. And if it didn't light, you just keep it going. So the Zohar's Tshuva writes on page 23. He writes, a Rambam He says, Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, page 23, left side. Chosim, should be Yom Chof Hei Kislev, Nitzcho HaChashmonoi Mesoiveya. They won a Chafei, Nifnitzu Lehechov Tiroz HaMikdash, on the 25th of Kislev. V'lomotu Alpach Echad Shal Shem Atar, V'lo Yabor Lahadik Meno Al Yom Echad, V'aso Mnes, Nikumen Shmona Yom. V'utamu Amod, Mod, Kevin to Nitzcho HaMilchon, if they won the war in Chof Hei, so then the hadlaka must have been chavav. So how can we start Hanukkah on chavhei? So the first hadlaka, they won the war chavhei, so they were able to light that night or that afternoon. So why don't we start Meiris Hanukkah for the night of chavav, not the night of chavhei? Good kasha. We should start chavav for 8 days because they won in chavhei, they came in. Now, the first hadlaka they were able to do was that afternoon leading into that night. So how come we don't, we were already lighting the night before? He said, we only have for one night. Ram says they only had enough to light for one day. He says, Ram is Lishitoso, that Hatovis Taneris was in the morning. And Hatovim meant that they relit. In other words, it could be that when they conquered and on Chafei already, they lit the menorah ready in the morning. According to the Rambam Shita, the menorah is supposed to be lit in the morning too. So if you come into the Beis Hamikdash for the first time in the morning, you'll have it lighted then. Can't call Shmonos Yomim. Can't hire a nice. Okay, maybe we'll take a quick look at this tomorrow. We're going over time now. We could take a look at this last piece tomorrow, and then we'll go on. Okay. Everyone should have a Freilich and Hanukkah. The last hours of Hanukkah is still very special. It's Zos Hanukkah. In the Chassidish Sfarim, that's considered the pinnacle of Hanukkah. You know, the Chassidish Sfarim write that the Gemar Din, you see, in the Gemara says the Gemar Din is on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yikaseivu, Yom Kippur Yikaseivu. And in the Zohar, it says, Hoshana Rabbah. But the Sifrei Chassidus say, Till Hanukkah. So we follow the Sifrei Chassidus. It goes to Hanukkah, right?
Ad Karnos HaMizbeah.
Yeah.
So the Bnei Yisachar says, "Vavoshim Ad Karnos."
Yeah. So the Gemara Din. So we still have a couple of hours left of Hanukkah. So savor those minutes, and we'll daven mincha now. So 2 minute break. We'll daven mincha, and the Freilich and Hanukkah still hold on to Hanukkah as much as you can. Okay.
Freilich and Hanukkah time.
Okay, we'll hey, Hanukkah. Katyar.